With KAZU News, I'm Jeremiah Edding. Trans Day of Visibility is March 31st. It was founded as a day for trans people to honor trans life. KAZU's Janelle Salonga talked with people across the Monterey Bay who say the day and local trans existence holds multitudes.
Deacon Ruiz grew up in Greenfield. He wasn't the first person to come out as queer in his family, but he was the first to come out as trans.
When I was younger, I did not want to exist as a trans person. And I think the biggest reason is because I saw a lot of hate. I saw the anti-trans legislation that was being passed at the time.
LGBTQ plus book bans, policies that would out students to parents without their consent, and efforts to restrict gender-affirming healthcare are among the hundreds of anti-trans bills introduced this year alone. Ruiz says the message the legislation sends is that
they don't want to see you walking down the street. They don't want to at all see you anywhere. They don't want to acknowledge that you exist.
Now, Ruiz volunteers at the Epicenter in Salinas. He leads workshops and provides the support he wishes he had as a younger trans person, showing trans youth their existence matters. During drop-in hours for trans and queer youth, visitors mingle and talk. One plays Minecraft and others do homework. Angela Soto-Ceros is a staff member at the Epicenter who works on much of its LGBTQ plus programming. Trans Day of Visibility reminds them of the growing number of trans people of color in media, representation they say they wish they saw earlier. And the Epicenter, they add, is important because it makes that same community visible daily.
One major part is just being able to connect with others, be with others, having that proof that the community is there and that it will be there. And if others can exist, then so can you.
The center is full of resources. A library stocked with LGBTQ plus literature, a kitchen and a free food pantry, a plethora of different crafting supplies. It even has a 3D printer. The Epicenter is part of a long history of trans and queer people building community around the Monterey Bay. Longtime CSU Monterey Bay professor David Reichard was one of the advisors to the campus's first LGBTQ plus student group.
Some of the first group of students that I worked with in that club really didn't want to be public. So we met in my office because it had no windows.
But he's seen the campus shift over the past 25 years.
Today, I just drag shows in the fall and in a Rainbow Grad where it's a record number of students this year. And that's a really public, visible event. I mean, it's amazing.
And the number of student organizations serving queer people on campus is growing. Reichard is helping students set up an LGBTQ plus resource center planned to open in May. A chapter of Out in STEM, or OSTEM for short, launched this school year. Miles Shelter is OSTEM's vice president. When he thinks about Trans Day of Visibility, he says he thinks about building strong relationships.
When you're visible, you're more likely to be targeted by people who may disagree with your identity. And one of the measures that you can use to protect against that is your community.
And that community can save lives. The Trevor Project, a nonprofit focused on ending suicide among LGBTQ plus people, found trans and non-binary students face the highest rates of bullying compared to their peers in middle and high schools. That's even worse for Indigenous students. Consistent bullying played a factor in Oklahoma high schooler Nex Benedict's suicide last month. He was 16, of Choctaw descent, and gender nonconforming. Several local organizations held vigils to honor Benedict's life, including OSTEM. Its president, Jack McKay, remembers,
when we were writing his memorial, he liked Minecraft and their cat. That sentence, haunts me. It sits with me because this is a whole child. This is a whole person who isn't respected.
Fatal violence against trans people is compounded by racism and anti-blackness. Last year, the Human Rights Campaign reported that 50% of those killed in 2023 were black trans women. Those deadly manifestations of transphobia mean that for Epicenter volunteer and Salinas resident Sahani Lopez, Trans Day of Visibility is also a day to mourn.
Whenever the day comes up, I always think about my black and brown trans sisters that are dying left and right.
But she says it's still a reminder of the strength of community bonds.
Seeing how many people say something about it, it goes to show there is people that care. And that's what makes the day so special.
Trans Day of Visibility gives trans people, young and old, a sense of the possible they can build and have together. Janelle Salonga, KAZU News.